Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to the Employee Cycle Podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Marable, CEO of Employee Cycle. And let me ask all of you HR leaders out there working at small and medium companies, are you still using spreadsheets for reporting? Are you pulling spreadsheets from multiple HR systems to try to pull all that data together? And is it painful, manual, and time-consuming? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then you need to check out our People Dashboard. That's right. You know that this painful process has just been frustrating and you knew there could be a better way, and that's why we built it for you. Employee Cycle's People Dashboard has pre-built API connectors to the most popular HR systems out there that you're all using. Systems like Bamboo HR, Namely, Zenefits, Trinet, Lever, 15.5, Greenhouse, Office Vibe, you name it. We can connect to all those systems and pull all your data into one place so you, your people team, and your company can view, track, share, and analyze all your HR data from one place. Go to employeecycle.com to check us out. You can schedule a demo. Would love to chat with you. Or you can actually sign up for a free trial and take a spin for yourself. But that's enough about me and Employee Cycle, because today we have an awesome guest. So please help me welcome to the show, Erica Schneider. She's the VP of People and Culture at LikeMind. And today we're going to discuss how to lead with your company values during a crisis. Erica, welcome to the podcast.
Woo! Erica, welcome!
Thanks so much, Bruce. Excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. So Erica, we're going to kick this thing off the best way we know how, and that's by asking you, how did you end up in the wonderful world of HR?
Oh, yes. My favorite question. So I think that I'm one of the more unique ones, maybe, that I majored in HR at the University of Colorado and have basically been doing HR ever since I graduated. So I just love it, can't get enough of it, and have worked in various industries and just keep on going.
Got it. Makes sense. So today, Erica, we're talking about leading with your company values during a crisis. And company values can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So let's first kick off this conversation by asking, what does it mean to have company values, and what are your company's values?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know that a lot of people have different definitions for it. You know, we really see it as, you know, how we live our day-to-day, what guides us, and, you know, how we can grow as individuals and deeply connect with each other through those values. So we have four core values, and they're radical connection, insatiable curiosity, intentional intrepidness, and infectious optimism.
Got it. And so when you were looking at these company values, how were you looking to leverage these values and make sure that all your employees internalize these values to make sure that everybody made it together safe and healthy and better on the other side of COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you can imagine, those core values could have really presented quite a challenge come mid to late March. You know, we're at a time where everyone's more disconnected than I think I've ever been. And then, you know, there's so much uncertainty and fear and also just information overload, the news, and, you know, just it was really tricky. So, you know, when we pride ourselves on radical connection and insatiable curiosity and infectious optimism, for example, like, it's just, it's rough. And it's, I think, a testament to our team, how, you know, how incredibly resilient they were early on. And, you know, like when we talk about infectious optimism, it's not, you know, one of those like, oh, the world is on fire, but like everything's going to be magical and it's great. You're like, that's not how we see it. It's more of, you know, we seek to find light within the darkness and can like put a touch of positivity or optimism towards things that are really challenging. So, you know, that was just incredible to see the team really step up and support one another and, you know, and not let themselves get bogged down with, you know, with everything that was so tricky around them. You know, as an organization, we felt like it was really important to make sure the team had what they needed at the onset of us working remote. So, you know, we offered a stipend so they could get, you know, like their home office set up and everything that they needed to, you know, feel comfortable and do their best work. We adjusted our perks to make sure that they were equitable and inclusive. So things like making sure that everyone, you know, had internet available to them so they could, you know, feel comfortable and can do their work. So, you know, that started to just get people feeling a little bit more comfortable. And then, you know, we posted pictures of our home offices on Slack. And, you know, you start to see, like, just psychologically, even though, you know, like seeing it, you realize that we're all in this together. We all have these unique little environments that we've somehow turned into a sanctuary. And, you know, and since then have just put on certain events or workshops or trainings to make sure that we can continue to deeply connect, even though it's virtual. So, you know, on Earth Day, we painted pots together. We did like through Zoom breakout groups and got to just paint and talk, which was super, like, super cool, casual, but just special. You know, we learned origami together. We've done fitness classes. And then, you know, we've also done things like Mindfulness Month with Dr. Shauna Shapiro back in July, which, you know, we did a weekly session with her, which, again, really helpful for learning opportunities, being present and not getting bogged down by, you know, the heaviness of what's going on around us. And then, you know, just workshops around mental health and supporting one another.
Prior to COVID, did everyone at your company work in the office?
No. So we did, you know, we were a little bit fortunate in that regard that we, about 25% of our team worked remote, but a majority were based in Denver.
Got it. The reason why I ask is when I think of companies looking to communicate their values, sometimes you see them written on the wall, literally written and painted on the wall. I've seen other companies give all employees notebooks and then have the values on the inside of the cover. Other people will send different emails or updates, or a company intranet will have the values. Prior to COVID, how are you going about communicating the values so that everyone remembers what they are and acts accordingly?
Yeah, what's interesting is we never put it on a poster or gave people swag with our values. It really just organically picked up, you know, when we went through the exercise of choosing our core values. Like, it wasn't, oh, like aspirational or whatever. It really embodied who our team was and how we wanted to operate. So it came really naturally. But what we do is, you know, how we communicate with company, you know, emails or Slack, we are always talking about it. We're pulling it in. So that's how we really, you know, we live it through example, but we also just talk about it.
A lot of HR leaders are consistently trying to maintain company culture, especially as you're going through any type of crisis. And definitely now, as we're moving into some type of semi-permanent or permanent remote work environment. So how did you go about thinking about company values versus culture? What's the difference between the two?
I mean, I see them in a lot of ways as, you know, I guess core values are a deep part of your culture because it's, you know, how you communicate, how you operate, how you make decisions, all of that. So, you know, I feel like core values really just feed and drive the culture, you know, oftentimes, especially if it's, you know, if it's done right.
And as you were going through this crisis, looking to remind people about the values, how are they communicated? Like, was there a point in time where you were others on the people team or the CEO actually went through and said, here are our values and this is how we're going to make it through? Or were the values so deeply rooted into the ways that you were looking to navigate the workforce through the crisis that it was just inherent in what you were doing?
I would say it was inherent in what we were doing. Our core values are actually fairly new. We launched them back in November. That was very much communicated and presented and explained during an all hands meeting and, you know, then reinforced in our next all hands meeting. But again, ever since then, it's really just like gentle reminders or little pieces of, how we communicate and that, you know, like this ties to our value of insatiable curiosity.
Are there any examples of decisions you had to make that were difficult decisions or game time decisions throughout the challenges of 2020 and the pandemic where one decision may have seemed better, but the harder option was to go with your values?
Yeah, as I can imagine most companies were doing early on, you're assessing the future of your business and making sure that, you're setting yourself up for success in the future. So is that, whether that's looking at possible changes in the workforce, adjustments to salaries, things like that. And, I think for us, the easy answer was to make, make some salary cuts to help, drive the business forward. Instead we decided, based on our values of like specifically intentional intrepidness and radical connection, also just insatiable curiosity, we decided to look for other ways to cut costs and really just help drive our team together to move forward.
Got it. So I'm curious, since your core values were recently created, and let me even ask an additional question. Are these an updated and revised list of core values, or did you not have them before and this is brand new from clean slate?
You know what? To be completely honest, I joined the company at the very beginning of 2020, and I don't know if there were core values prior. I've never heard them, so I have to assume that there weren't, but I don't know.
Okay, great. Thanks for that context. The reason why I'm asking is because as we're talking about newly formed core values and we're talking about the process and the strategy for communicating them, I'm wondering, did you hire any new employees over the past few months?
We have.
Okay. And with that being said, how did you communicate the new core values to them? After creating your values, your company values, did you also create and incorporate a process throughout recruiting and onboarding so that the new employees would know the values? And if so, what does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's definitely incorporated into our recruiting process in terms of how we share our story as a company to prospective employees, and then also, how we approach the interview process. And then, when someone is hired, we take them through a robust onboarding process, and one of which is talking about our values, our purpose, and our culture.
Got it. As I'm thinking about this, and since your core values were newly formed, I'm trying to put myself in the mindset of an HR leader who's listening to this and thinking, oh wow, we are also in the process of creating core values, or we just recently created our company values and now we want to share them. How would you provide them advice? What would you say that they should do to do that? And as they continue to try to help their workforce navigate through the challenge, what are some of the things that you could offer them from your experience in regards to making sure that you are leading with your company values, even if it makes the decision that much more challenging to make?
Yeah. I mean, one thing is just keep talking about it. And I think it's really helpful for employees to, understand the core values on a deeper level when you're tying it to examples and, offering the why and that explanation. Sometimes I feel like as HR leaders, because we've been so involved with it and touching it so much, it's like it almost feels obvious, but it is important to just like over communicate in that regard, because your core values are your core values. And then I think what's really helpful, again, for me personally as a people and culture leader, is just when thinking about questions and challenges, always going back to the core values and asking yourself those questions to ensure that you're staying true to the company's identity as well as its overall goals.
How do you make your employees really internalize company values so that they're more than just things that the company is saying, and it's more than just perceived lip service to have them, versus the employees really feeling it and believing that the company will always make decisions based off of these company values?
Yeah, I mean, time and trust, really. Unfortunately, I wish there was a magic wand for that, but I think it's just, over time continuing to, for lack of better terms, put your money where your mouth is. And maybe that wasn't the best term, but anyways, it's just continue to reinforce the why, the high and why decisions were made, bring it back to the core values. I am so fortunate in my position with the team around me, both, my people and culture team, as well as the employees of the company. Like, so much is crowdsourced in terms of like the activities we do or just the initiatives. They come directly from the suggestions of the team, which again just reinforces and shows how much they have embodied and embraced our core values, because they want to share their curiosity with others, or what they've learned and things like that.
And then the last thing I want to talk about is providing advice and a potential roadmap for those HR leaders out there who see this as a time to revisit their core values and reset them, because maybe there were some things that they believe were missing during this pandemic that they wish they did have embedded into their company values, and it could have put them in a better position. So if there are any HR leaders out there and people leaders out there thinking about creating new company values, and they're being tasked to either lead the charge on this and or partner with the executive team on this, what would you say would be a good starting point to start figuring this out?
Yeah, I mean, if there's anything that, this pandemic and everything that followed has shown us, is, we have to be scrappy and creative. We have to think differently than we ever have before. So, if something's not working, then I think it's the perfect time to reassess it. For a lot of people, they're concerned about more change because there's been so much change and uncertainty. But I personally think that now is the perfect time, and to really take this opportunity to approach it with a different lens and really think about who your company is and what drives them, and utilize that to, really reconsider the core values.
Erica, thank you so much for being such an awesome podcast guest. And I really appreciate you sharing all your wisdom, your knowledge, and your experience as you're going through this in real time. So thanks so much.
Woo! Erica!
Thank you so much.
So where can people find you and LikeMind online?
Yeah, just likemind.com is the best place to find us. And I can be found, I don't know what my LinkedIn is. I think it's Erica Schneider 29 at LinkedIn. And then also eschneid 29 on Instagram.
Awesome. And we'll definitely include all of that contact info in the show notes. So if this is your first time listening to the Employee Cycle Podcast and you're hungry for more episodes, then please subscribe to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other major podcast players. Also, if you enjoyed this episode as much as Erica and I did making it, then please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes and everywhere else you can leave ratings. And last but not least, all of you super awesome HR and people leaders out there, please continue to hire, train, and retain the best workforce possible. Thanks. Later, kids.